Welcome back to the number one podcast on the balcony, Wins Lunch. I'm Spencer.
My name is Matheson.
And boy, have we fucked up. I don't even know where to start, really. Are we a podcast still?
I was going to, there's something, some people say we would maybe have dropped the ball. I think we lost the ball.
The rough thing is that we keep saying that we're going to keep picking up the ball and it never happens. But who cares? We got singer, songwriter, and my new friend, Dylan Reese here. Let's give Dylan a little big round of applause.
Woo! Dylan is here.
Thank you for having me, fellas.
I appreciate it. Thanks for making the drive up.
Uber, actually, but yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't drive. I don't drink. I don't do a lot of things. I can never get a DUI.
What other D's do you not do?
We'll get into that later on in the episode.
Let me get a little more comfortable.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, dude. Stoked to have you here, man. I think that, sometimes we have... There's this ecosystem of artists, right? Where, you're just aware of people for years without meeting them.
Sure.
And I think that we've just been in the same ecosystem for at least the last year or whatever. But it's good. Yeah, it's good to be here with you, dude.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I know. I first came aware of you through... Caden, who I know does a lot of your photos and graphics and whatnot.
Yeah.
I met him when I was on tour in maybe 2018 in, I think, Columbus, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. That would make sense.
I saw him posting about your stuff, checked it out around that time, and yeah, I've been following along and paying attention for the past couple of years. So
hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. And I know we know a lot of the same people.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So.
Yeah. We're quite literally going to the same show after this, and we didn't even know.
And we didn't even plan it. Yeah. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, it's so crazy. But yeah, so I've been aware of your stuff, and I've listened to stuff more recently, actually. How dare you get Music Soul Child on a song?
Oh, my
Lord. How'd you do it?
He's my favorite artist of all time. I just wanted to preface that. Basically... Mm-mm. I pulled it out of my ass. I made that demo and always knew in the back of my head I was going to try to make that happen at some point in my life.
Skirt. Side note.
Yeah.
I want to get right back to this, but
yep.
Describe your music in a sentence. The genre.
This is tough to do because it's tough to do in general.
I agree.
I'm also going through a period of trying to figure that out exactly. Literally within the last couple weeks, I've been going through this kind of situation where I need to know the answer to this question. It's definitely R&B music. It's soulful. I have a hip hop kind of influence in terms of the things I like in real life. So I think that shines through sometimes, but it doesn't sound like hip hop a lot. It's more about the way I talk or the words I choose to use, because that's just how I am.
I was also just asking that so that the audience, if someone hasn't heard your music, knows. Not even because you have, fuck putting a label. You don't have to have
yeah.
a genre.
Right.
I think it's cool just to do whatever, you know?
Sure.
There's value in having a sound to your music for sure, but
yeah.
Anyway, back to Music Soul Child.
Yeah, so I ended up making that. Dude, he's the fucking goat.
He is.
So I made that record, went on the internet to his Instagram and Twitter and all that, tried to find some way where I could just hit him up, because when I made it, I was this would be a fucking good one for him to be on.
Yeah.
Couldn't find anything. He's one of those dudes that stays very in the background, which is why I think it makes it even cooler, because you don't see him or hear his name on a ton of shit at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically dug up and found his publicist somehow and emailed her, and I was just like, hey, I know this isn't the right person to hit up, but I got a song. I would love for you to hear it and just let me know if you can put me in the right direction or whatever. And I went to bed and it was like,
good for you, man.
That's happening. Awesome. You know what I mean? I just went to sleep and I'm like, I'll probably finish that song myself or get someone else or whatever.
Something.
And then like 2 months later, she emails me back and she's like, hey, I love this. Like, I'm going to put you in touch with his manager. And then they were just, I hopped on the phone with his manager. He was mad cool. He's actually originally from Boston, and I'm from Massachusetts. So I think like we clicked like pretty quick off of that.
With the Yankees hat on too.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about baseball. This,
I just like it.
This hat makes me be a better rapper.
Great.
But yeah, and then he was just like super cool, and he was like, hey, I'm going to send it to him. Like, I fuck with you. Like, I just gave him a background on like who I am, and he was like, yo, I listen to your shit since, you know, I got past this demo, and then we just did it, dude, and we shot a video, and like I like know him now. It's crazy.
That is wild.
It's really insane. Wild, yeah.
Man. It's really awesome.
Yeah. So
one of those things where it's like, I guess you just never know unless you shoot your shot. And that's something I've never been afraid to do. You know what I mean? Like,
and shooting a shot is a message I think that a lot of people should hear. And that brings us to
obviously in a way
sponsored by
Deso. In a way, obviously that's like, you know, respectable, and like you have to understand what you're asking for and when and why you're doing it. Some people just fucking say dumb shit all the time, and they're like, yo, let's do a song, and they have like 12 followers, and like you don't know who they are. And it's just sure. Like, what do you? That's not gonna happen. Like, you know.
Yeah,
you got another way to do it. But
I've definitely shot my shot.
Got to.
And I've messaged people on Instagram. No, but I have, and I have a very similar story. But I literally can't talk about it yet because it's not.
Yeah.
Out.
That means it's good.
It's really. It's. Yeah. It's exciting.
Well,
I'm very excited.
You're going to tell me after we turn this mic off.
I will.
I'll tell you that.
I'll play it for you. I can't believe it.
It's Spencer and President Joe Biden.
I don't know if I want to hear that, man.
Joe Biden, second verse or first verse?
For sure, second.
Yeah.
He's got a...
Yeah, it's going to
sit in the song.
He's got the bridge hook, too.
He's got the ad-libs. Oh, it just yells. Yeah.
It's indiscernible nonsense.
But yeah, I know, it's just so exciting. That's so cool, dude. That's so fucking... cool.
Yeah.
Is he like one of your big inspos in music?
Number one, like no question about it.
Who's number 2, 3, 4?
it gets blurry after that, but he's definitely number one. I would say Pharrell, D'Angelo. No, definitely not Pete Wentz. no shade to Pete Wentz if you're listening, and we know you are.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the biggest Balconeers, dude.
Yeah.
Balconeers, you just think of that? That's great.
I was just going along with it. Like, I knew that was the thing.
I want to give a big shout out to the Balconeers. I love you guys. Thank you for listening.
That's very good. A Balconeer.
Shouts.
No, but I would say Pharrell, D'Angelo, John Bellion is one of my favorite writers.
Mm-hmm.
And producers too. He's has a certain pocket that I love. Those are like the big ones, I think.
Dude, I agree. John Bellion's up there for me, like, yeah. Especially writing.
He's insane.
Writing and producing and like understanding alt pop.
Here's a little fun fact. I was the first person to open for John Bellion ever.
Where?
Middle East, Boston, Massachusetts.
We played there.
I thought you were saying literally the Middle East. Oh my God.
It's a venue in Cambridge. Sorry, I just think everyone knows what that is. But
yeah.
No, we're playing a venue there called...
Sonia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it on the flyer.
That's in the Middle East, right?
It's owned by the same company like next door.
It's owned by that same dude.
Yeah.
I love him.
Ned, he's the best.
Yeah, he's awesome.
That's where I grew up playing shows at. Like,
God, dude, that fucking hummus is not a joke. At the Middle East. I'm like...
I don't know if I've had the hummus.
I ate it with a spoon.
Wow.
I got off stage and because the backstage in the Middle East is like outside.
Yeah.
Come on.
Doesn't exist. Yeah.
But this, how is Sonia set up? Does it have like a green room that goes to the stage?
So that one has a green room. It's fairly new, a lot newer than the other two rooms.
It looks like a nice stage and it's cool. It's still like it says it's a 340 cap.
I've headlined that room like 3 times.
Nice.
It's really fun.
It's a fun room.
Yeah.
Sounds great. The inside scoop. I like it.
Yeah. It's good people there.
Like I said, I love that dude.
Yeah.
But they put you up in the, they put you up in like an office green room. Remember?
Yeah. The best.
Do you know who Harry Connick Jr. is?
I feel like I should know who that is. Cause that name sounds way too familiar.
He's like a jazz singer, but he was like a host on a judge on American Idol.
Okay. Yeah.
He's like an actor. Was he on Independence Day?
I don't remember.
Anyway, my girlfriend did a movie with him and he came to the show with Maddie, my girlfriend. And there's just like a, cause you know, like the people that come to my shows are all, younger females.
Sure.
And there's just this like room of younger females and then this like 6'3" man in the back.
Yeah.
And I was just staring at him.
It was like someone's dad.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But all the dads were eating hummus with Ned. Is it Ned?
Shout out to Ned. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Ned.
It's my boy.
What are you putting there?
Cocaine, huh, Ned? You got cocaine in the hummus.
Nice. Gare, the wrong city. Wrong city, Gare. Shout out to Ned. If you're listening to this, Ned, I know you're a massive listener as well. Please
another hop on a
JetBlue
Mint Pete Suite. Wentz.
I'll send this to him.
Yeah, send this to him.
You send it to Pete, I'll send it to Ned.
Deal.
All right.
And that's who my feature is, featuring Pete Wentz, parentheses of Fallout.
Let's go.
I would for sure do that. That'd be awesome.
Hell yeah.
That'd be great. Anyway, that was I'm off the mark. But yeah, those are great influences. Pharrell sounds like a promising artist.
D'Angelo is definitely on my Voodoo's my favorite.
D'Angelo
album.
Might be your number one.
Yeah. Probably is. That's my shit, man. Yeah.
Well, that's like your shit is very smooth.
Thank you.
It's definitely sexy music.
Oh yeah, baby.
You know, you just have like smooth keys and shit. Like it's really cool.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. You produce your stuff too, or
that would be disrespectful to say that, but kind of. So okay. I have like two musicians that I rely on heavily that play like in my band when I go on the road. So like they're playing everything, and I'm more so arranging and like curating. But I'm definitely not like finishing the record either. You know what I mean? Like I'm not a producer,
but you're
I know
of,
what I want to do and hear. So kind of in a traditional sense, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is that kind of like your process too? Or are you producing everything? Or?
I'm not producing that much. I do some stuff, but
it's really fucking hard.
It's really hard. And like I went through a phase where like we're a month of like me trying to get better at producing. This is like maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I realized that like I got nothing done because I was trying to learn like synth patches and like different like sounds and stuff.
That
and
was me like, all last year.
I'm losing so much like writing time that I could be writing songs or doing whatever.
Yeah.
And
it's
then,
a really big uphill battle.
So let's leave it to
someone that's really good at this.
This producer I love working with has been doing it for 13 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Like what, like why am I doing this?
No doubt.
Not to say that you can't get better at something, but yeah.
I went through that same kind of up and down of like,
I
want to do it because
I
know I can do it.
Yeah.
But it's like also if I just focus on what I'm really good at and allow a specialist to do their job, then it's going to make a better fucking song.
It's not really like wasted time though. I learned a lot from it
and I definitely became a better writer. But it was exactly what you said where it was like I was losing time because I was like thinking about a bridge for four bars of how I wanted the arrangement to happen instead of just like I could have wrote fucking four songs that day, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or just like how to get the count to come in on like the click to come in on the
I'm just like, all right, I don't care anymore.
Like trivial shit where it's like an hour and I still haven't like you know.
Well, when you said the count, I immediately just thought of the count from Sesame Street.
The Dracula?
Like, I just can't figure out how to get him out of my song. He keeps
Dracula.
Coming in.
Dracula is one. The vampire is what it is. Dracula is an individual vampire.
Right, yeah.
Okay, just make sure you know.
Yeah, I knew that.
And Count Chocula.
Learning something
different,
today.
Different guy.
Boys and girls.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen... So, it's October, obviously.
It is.
Check my calendar, you know what I mean?
Jesus Christ.
And so it's October, and you know what that means.
Tell
serial killers and blood beheadings and cuts and just, you know, all the good stuff.
Are you super into those like shows?
I only get into them in October. Mm. Other than that, I don't give a shit.
Really?
Yeah. So I was I got food poisoning like a week ago probably, which was horrible.
Sorry to hear that.
It was bad. But that means I had like a day where I didn't.
Was
do
it
anything.
Ned's hummus?
Dude, it would never be Ned's hummus. That shit coats your stomach. It doesn't fuck your stomach. Ned, if you're listening to this, that is just disrespectful from Dylan Reese. Don't let him come back and play Sonya. I'm just kidding. Let him come back and play. I watched four movies in one day. One of them, I watched Jeepers Creepers 1 and 2, classics. I watched a movie called Fright Night. Have you ever seen it?
No.
So it's a movie. It was like an original 80s movie, a horror movie about the next door neighbor was a vampire and like the kid and his mom lived in the other house, and he was like hitting on the mom, and the kid was like, that's a vampire. And the vampire is played by Colin Farrell. Okay. And he's just shredded and shirtless. And it's just good, like dumb, campy fun. I definitely highly recommend that movie. Fright Night.
Fright Night.
And it's from 2011, and all the fashion is super like.
You were in there having a hoot and a holler.
Oh, yeah.
Food poisoning season.
Oh, dude, I was just. Oh,
shit. I love this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I also watched Fear Street. Have you seen those? They're on Netflix. Those are pretty scary, actually.
I'm not into scary shit because I'll just have nightmares and. Yeah. Ruin my life. So
if I
rather not do that, you know.
Yeah, if I watch something too scary, like too demonic, it gets me. But I like the like that Fright Night stuff is like fun.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely get it. It's just like
I like scary movies too.
McLovin's in it.
Really?
So you like scary movies?
Yeah. Well, it's I like the camaraderie of it all. Like I actually don't.
Oh, watching it with friends.
Yeah, like I like everyone getting scared. Sure. It's fun. Like
because you scream.
Man. Yeah, I'm fucking the biggest bitch when it comes to scary movies.
But you like it still.
I mean, I just like the fun of it. Like, I don't think I actually enjoy it.
I don't get why someone would choose to be scared. Like, that fucking sucks.
Like, by yourself?
Yeah, oh, by yourself, I would never do that ever.
There's people that do that, though.
I don't even watch, like, Stranger Things by myself.
Yo, for real, I'm literally the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all set with that.
Yeah. I'll watch 30 Rock.
Just the way they color it, I'm like, I'm scared of this.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I think there's one page here, and we're all on it.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the camaraderie, 100%. If you got 6-7 friends on that sectional couch in there, maybe a couple in the love sack, and we got on The Grudge, we're living.
And that, that becomes like, and it's like an event.
And you're like, everybody's going to spend the night here.
Yeah, see, that's fire.
You play Spin the Bottle.
Also, I was going to say, I feel like I'm 15, but I'm down.
We're going to go TP Mrs. Jenkins' house.
Dude, that'd be fun to go TPing. Don't look at me in the face and tell me that wouldn't be a lot of fun.
One time, because I did all that shit. We were Ding Dong Ditch like felons. Like we were really down bad with that shit. And the guy across the street, God, I hope that family doesn't hear this, but they got divorced. But the dad, when they were together, was like, he looked exactly. Do you know who Mr. Bean is? Yeah.
Of course.
We called him Mr. Bean.
That's
and
great.
He was like the type of guy who was like, he had like the 2-car garage and the 1-car, like the 3-car garage, and he would like, he would be back in his car like into the 3rd garage, and he would roll down the window, yell at my dad like, "Gotta put her in the 3rd portal." He just sucked.
That's classic shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he was right.
He was just always like a bitch about his lawn. Like would like say passive aggressive stuff to my dad. Like just weird.
Yeah.
So we would just.
That's the dude you TP his house.
Oh, dude, we brutalized Ding Dong Ditch the shit out of that house. And one time, we got it like 6 times in a row. And we would just go around and get 6 times in a row. And the 7th time, he was like there waiting. And we like ran back. And he came over. And he had one of my friends like by the shirt.
Oh,
and
shit.
He came over to my front door and like banged on it. He had like slippers on and you know the type. And just like, he's just is that guy.
I'm going to back him into the 3rd portal. He's holding on to the kid.
He's a serial killer. He tattles like to my dad. And my dad's like, okay, like guys get in here. Come on. And we're getting inside. He's like, and that's not okay. And my dad's like, okay. Like I got it.
Like relax.
And he kept going. My dad's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Like it's fine. Like no one cares.
Yeah.
Are you from Ohio too?
Yeah.
So did you guys grow up together?
No.
So you guys just met each other recently?
We met
when I was
juvie.
Yeah, we met in juvenile.
Detention.
We met he was a blind date.
And perfect.
I never looked back. Basically what happened was ran over
him. Yeah, I like I'm these, keep just going. Like No, we just we I went to
I kicked him in the shins.
I'm from Ohio. I went to music school in Ohio, and then we met each other in Columbus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't out here, though.
Music scene.
Gotcha. No. But, yeah. He's lived out here for, like, a couple years now.
Cool. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought of that. Sorry. You guys probably already discussed that on other episodes.
I guess so.
I do like the idea of just like making something up
every episode. Yeah, something every different. Actually.
So yeah, we're cousins actually.
He was in dental school back east. And
back
I needed a teacher.
I was a sailor.
Naturally. Yeah.
I came into dock and then I parked my ship after that.
In the third portal.
Yeah. Oh, the third portal, Mr. Bean. Dude, this one time we were TPing, same kind of thing. This neighborhood guy, he was the worst. He was just fucking mean and shitty. So we would TP him. And we hit his house really good. And then we were just walking back to my house. It was in my neighborhood. And it was like 3 or 4 a.m. And we just hear a car just, you know, screech out of the driveway and like running down the road.
Did you run?
Yeah, we ran back to my house.
That feeling is horrible, but like a little bit cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. Like that part was fun. We were like, oh, this is kind of fun. Like, and then somebody was driving. Oh, it was my friend was driving. We got into my car because I think someone like left their book bag or something like that. So like, okay, let's like drive back. And then he's still driving around the neighborhood and he finds us driving and then he pulls up right behind us. He's screaming out the window. He's just like, I know it was you fucking kids that TP'd my house. Like, pull over right now. And we're just like, dude, don't pull over. Just like keep driving. Like, he has no way of knowing it's us. And this kid who was like a total weenie eventually gets too nervous and pulls over, the dude comes and they're like arguing in front of the car, like in front of the headlights, and we're like watching the whole thing. And like obviously we were in the wrong, like it's not
sure.
You shouldn't TP somebody's house. But he was like, he got so pissed that he busted out my friend's headlights and
with a bat?
Just with his hand. He just punched out his headlights.
He fucked up.
Yeah, and then we were like, okay, well now it's officially like a crime.
This is
like
a problem.
You
now.
Fucked this
yeah.
one up.
Yeah.
Did he get in trouble?
Yeah, he got in trouble.
Fuck that guy, man.
It was such a weird thing. Like he like hunted us down and then like got retribution on my friend's
car. Did you do bad shit like that?
Not really. There was this one. I was trying to think of something like that because I didn't want to be left out. You know?
Yeah.
But there was one thing that was fucking insane that
I
happened.
Beat a guy to death.
Yeah, I murdered a family.
It was crazy.
But I never did anything fun. Crazy like TP houses. So there was this like. I grew up in Western Massachusetts. There ain't shit going on over there. There was like this greenhouse thing. I don't even know what the hell
sounds
it
like
is.
A horror movie.
It was like
the
this
greenhouse.
It was like adjacent to our neighborhood where like we could ride our bike there. And it was like these greenhouses where no one would be there, only on like certain days. And people were like growing some sort of, I don't know what the fuck they were doing, honestly. It was just a place where we would go and play. Like manhunt or like just do dumb shit.
Fun.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Cause there's like, you know, 10 kids in our neighborhood or whatever. So for whatever reason, there's like a break room in there where like people that work there, it's like a whole like building part of it. And they had like a kitchen, the whole thing. We broke a piece of an aluminum bat, like separately, brought it there and then put the handle in the microwave in the fucking place. And what? Set it for 90 minutes and just left. And the place caught on fire. And it was fucking insane. And I was at my house watching it on the news with my mother. And she was like, isn't that crazy? I'm like, I wonder how that would happen.
Holy shit.
And now I'm probably going to go to jail because I just said this on
Yo,
the podcast.
That is, what do you mean you didn't do anything? That outweighed
ours.
You blew
up a building.
Okay, I will preface this. It wasn't me, but I was there. It was Owen Gagnon.
His address is.
Just want to put it out there.
Did anybody ever find out? Does your mom find out?
No, nothing happened.
Your mom still doesn't know?
I think I told her, like, after the fact. If she's going to know now. If she's
like a minute after? Like
No. Like, years later, like, when I was in college or something.
That is.
Me and my mom are, like, really close now, but, like, you're not going to tell your mom that when you're 14. Like, she's going to whoop your ass. You know?
Yeah.
So.
You're grounded for five
I don't even
years.
Know how I pulled that out of my, like, memory bank because I haven't thought about that in, like, so long. But.
Yeah, you should.
That was the only, like.
Holy shit.
Fucking just delinquent shit that I did.
Yeah.
I was a pretty good kid, like, growing up for the most part.
Yeah. I definitely, like, had my. I shoplifted for, like, a month.
Really?
Like, dude, it got so addicting for a minute.
Yeah, I never did that.
Dude, here's the thing. It like gave me, I was like, 13, 14, like, and my friend showed me how to do it, of course. And I would just take like candy bars and stuff like that.
It's like corner store?
Yeah. There's one in town. No security.
It's kind of harmless, to be honest.
Yeah. So I did that a few times and I got like a little bit, like a little high out of it. And then I went to a store with a friend who was a couple years older, my brother's age, and he had his license. And he took off his like old Nike skateboarding shoes, put on new ones, and put the old ones back in the box and like put them back on the shelf.
That's savage.
And I put a shirt like under my shirt. So I stole a shirt. I walked out and I felt instantly horrible.
Yeah.
I think anything more than like a candy bar, and I was like, that's not the
life. Yeah, you were like, I'm a bad person now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But like I would have friends who would just steal like, you know, PlayStations.
God
damn. Jesus, that's crazy.
My friend was 18 with that, stealing like these like really expensive like lacrosse sticks and like baseball bats and reselling them. I was like, dog, you will go to jail.
Yeah. That's also just bad karma too, like, especially if you're like,
I'm into that,
old enough to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if I get like, if someone doesn't charge me for like a side of like potatoes at a cafe, I like literally have to go say, hey.
Yeah.
I owe you $3.25.
Sure.
Yeah.
It makes sense though.
Dude, I believe in that kind of stuff too, the karma stuff. It's not
karma
worth
or shawarma, you be the judge.
I choose karma.
Yeah, me too.
I choose shawarma any day.
That's your mistake.
Come on.
Your mistake.
That's my shit. Actually, I think they do have shawarma at the Middle East.
Sounds about right.
Dude, you're missing out on the food, guys. Come on. Did you have the hummus there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's slamming.
I had a full meal. It was some sort of
Well, he had a vat of hummus. He had a barrel of hummus.
I love that this is like still a topic on this podcast.
I mean, that's my guy.
It was good food. I sat outside with Andrew and ate a nice meal. Yeah. It was really great.
Anyway, sorry that we keep going back to that. We've answered this question many times, but Dylan, if you opened a bar, like mm-hmm. in West Hollywood or wherever, the Valley or whatever, what would be the name of the bar, and what would be like the vibe or like the theme?
Wow, that's a good question. Can I hear your answer first?
Yeah, mine's a One Direction theme bar. I'm thinking nice. Business first. All the girls and guys that were fans of One Direction are 21, 22, 23 now. They're all looking to party. They all love One Direction. We're going to go to this place, and all the drinks are named after like all the members. And they are who the member is. Like Zayn is like Mezcal on the rocks. Harry's like a strawberry teeny. You know. Niall's just like a
Bud I think Light. That would kill it, to be honest.
Dude, it would, right?
Yeah.
And it just constantly One Direction music and sometimes a solo music, but not really.
Let's not get crazy.
Let's not get crazy. This is One Direction theme.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, that is good.
Goodbye, baby.
I think I would have a really tough time with this because, like I said, I've never had alcohol before.
So that is so crazy.
I don't know anything about, like, I might as well be 7.
Okay, what
like
if do you want me to go coffee shop instead? Is that easier?
That's way better.
Yeah, coffee shop. But so, it has to have a theme. It can't just be like a cool West Elm.
Sure. So I'm a big coffee guy. I had an
me
album,
too.
I had an album called Morning Coffee in 2018. That was like one of the first things that like really kind of got my fucking feet set, kind mm-hmm. of like, you know, chart on iTunes, the whole thing. Did the first tour off of that. So this is good. This is something I probably should have already done somehow. But I mean,
what are we doing?
It's not cheap, obviously.
What are we doing? It's not that bad.
I would do
probably around $1 million to correctly open it, right?
Probably more
in
than
West
that.
Hollywood. Probably, gotta be
probably a couple million.
Yeah, for sure.
The property alone, not
the
to
espresso
mention,
machine alone is $35,000.
Especially if you want to pay for One Direction licensing and shit.
Baby,
you're out of here, dude.
It's a deep cut. Sorry.
Coffee
shop, Dylan Reese's place. Reese's place.
I would
Reese's
do.
Pieces.
I would make it like ice cream truck vibes.
Oh, okay.
Like 50s, 60s vintage.
Yeah.
Ice cream truck.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have to think about the name. That's
oh,
that's
are
a
you
tough
going
one.
Like a coffee truck?
No.
Oh, like inside it.
Yeah, just like not necessarily like a truck, but like that like color scheme, like that's what the menu would look like.
Yeah. Where it's like that white pink.
It's like cartoon, yeah, white, pink, light blue.
Shiny.
Yeah, I think that would be.
I like that.
That'd be the kind of even like those like photos right there. Like that palette.
Yeah.
That's really good for an audio podcast. Pastel-y
vibe. Oh, yeah.
I think that's my answer. I don't know the name. That's a lot of pressure.
You know, we're going to check back in a few minutes. So you got a few minutes to think about it. But you got to answer or you don't
throw me off the top of this.
Well,
it means we're on a balcony and it's more than a story. Probably, right?
We're in the penthouse.
Yeah, we're in the penthouse, dude.
I think my coffee shop is.
I would call it Vanilla Smile.
Oh, you were. Yeah, I'm going to Vanilla Smile.
100%.
And the vanilla oat milk latte is like the thing to get there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And everyone smiles.
Here we are.
Smile. Yeah. You have to smile 24/7. Dylan's walking around like looking like making sure everybody's smiling.
Smile,
like
if you guys are all stressed out in here, you gotta fucking leave immediately.
Everybody's doing like really stressed out emails.
Nah, that wouldn't be the place to do that. That'd be the place to like catch a vibe. You know,
you're catching a vibe in
there. It's not a Starbucks. Like, are you a Starbucks guy?
Lo-fi.
Yeah, it's like a lo-fi
ice
cream truck.
I like that.
I only do Starbucks when it's like when we're on tour and it's just like what we have to do.
Sure.
I like. I don't dislike Starbucks, but I like my favorite places in town are Blue Bottle, Verve. I love Verve. Alfred, if I'm gonna get like a banging latte.
Yeah, you've lived in LA for a long time.
I'm a massive coffee head. I also know coffee spots in like my favorite place in Dallas and Denver and Detroit. And
you been to Sacramento at all?
No, I've been to San Fran.
You ever go? Place called Shift Coffee.
Wow,
insane. Also, best like grilled like breakfast melts. Where it's like brisket and egg sandwich.
That sounds fucking great.
I've been there twice. And
that upset you how good it sounded.
Yeah, just that brisket and egg sounds really
great.
It's crazy. Like I like follow them on Instagram and like just comment on their photos, like just because I just love them. Like
I have a couple like restaurants I do that too.
I'm like, yo, I love you guys.
Arby's.
Yeah.
Arby's.
Giant Arby's fans. What is your coffee shop called?
I was gonna say mine's Gilbert Gottfried inspired. Everyone just
he's horrible.
That is like the opposite of his.
Yeah.
It's like not trendy at all. It's like a deep cut reference.
Hello!
That no one knows what this is. There's like who's this guy
in there?
That one's just screaming. They're just like, why is everyone
I would
shaking
go to
and
it,
yelling?
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
can I get ya?
I would probably go to that one before I go to yours, but I know yours would work at like a much better like scale.
Yeah, I'm looking business reasons. I also love Wonder Action.
Sure.
Yeah, that's probably why I'm doing that. But I'm going to do a Ray J inspired coffee shop.
Pre or post sex tape?
During.
Oh. During. I like that.
There's a latte.
The very niche
that you
black.
You don't want to know what's in the latte.
Nothing. Except
it's just an
passion.
Empty cup.
Just passion.
Imagination, motherfucker.
Here at Ray J's Coffee, you got to fucking imagine the coffee.
Here at Ray J's Coffee. Oh, sorry. I got to take off my Raycon. that's some good shit right there.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Okay, so...
Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by our new sponsor, Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a hydration multiplier. Okay, what does that mean? Let me explain to you what it means. Liquid IV is a non-GMO electrolyte drink mix that utilizes breakthrough science of cellular transport technology.
Wow.
To deliver hydration and other key nutrients into your bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone. I actually love Liquid IV so much that I reached out to them. Talk about never having a hangover again. Talk about feeling wildly hydrated all the time. Liquid IV also doesn't have all that sugar and BS you find in other sports drinks. Use code WINSLUNCHPOD to get 25% off and free shipping. Once again, that's code WINSLUNCHPOD. Liquid IV, get into it. Hey guys, let's be honest. Summer is here. What do you need more than spiked superfruit water? Well, luckily, we got you covered. Dezo. Dezo is the official drink of Wins Lunch. It's not just your average spiked seltzer. Like I said, it's a spiked superfruit water.
All these companies focus on minimizing the impact, like low calories, low carbs, but Dezo provides you with health benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, just to name a few. With Dezo, you know exactly what you're putting in your body. Get respectfully wild with Dezo this summer. Also, if you want free stuff, as always, head to thefutureofdrinking.com and then click sign up for early access. All you have to put is your name, your Instagram handle, and of course, your referral, Wins Lunch Podcast. Must be 21 plus. Dezo, the official drink of Wins Lunch.
That's a good question. I like that.
Yeah, it's always so, I feel like it makes people's, like, it definitely shows people's creative side, like, sure. I mean, what they go towards. Gilbert Gottfried and fucking, who did I say, Ray J? That's our creative side.
That's it.
We're fucked.
That's a scene.
Yeah, we're going to prison.
Did you say we're going to prison?
Yeah.
Okay, so tour. You've toured.
Yeah, toured a good amount.
Yeah, a good amount.
Yeah.
Is there any like wild, crazy tour stories that stick out in your mind, whether it's like funny or like scary? Or
bro.
We blew up a different greenhouse.
I got a good one.
We blew up four greenhouses.
I don't know what it is about
greenhouses, but I can't fucking stop.
No. That was a one-time thing.
You like ask why I don't drink. It wasn't me, dude. I kept my fucking rocks off on burning down greenhouses.
Oh god, that'd be insane. That's just like gonna be part of my brand now. Like I'm gonna be a fucking arsonist.
Yo, actually, to be honest though,
no, I'm not doing
greenhouse. Will be a crazy album name.
It's a good album name,
but it's like a Wiz Khalifa album.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Anyway,
but it is a. But we would get it if you named your next.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is about, like, my face that makes insane people talk to me when I don't want to talk to them. But you can ask anyone on my like tour crew or that like spends any amount of time with me that it happens anytime I go anywhere, which is probably why I'm so introverted and I stay in my house because I do not want to talk to these psychopaths.
Like okay. People just on the street.
I'm gonna tell you the story. All right. So I'm gonna try the best to set this up because it's partially one of those things where if you were there, you're gonna pee yourself.
Sure.
But I'm gonna set it up. So we play New York one night, New Jersey the next night, right? I'm sure you guys know, you've probably done this. The move is to leave New York immediately after the show.
100%.
Get the fuck out of there, right? It's a veteran move.
Yep. And there's no van parking in New York.
Exactly. So we drive out somewhere in New Jersey.
Secaucus, usually.
I don't know where the hell we were. It was the middle of nowhere. I think we were playing in, where were we playing in New Jersey? Where do you play in New Jersey?
We haven't played in Jersey in a long time, but usually it's
Wildwood. I have no idea.
I don't know.
No, that's just the city, I mean.
Fucking.
I have no idea.
Anyways, doesn't matter. Yeah. We're going somewhere else in New Jersey. Chili's. We're not there yet, right? We're not there yet. We're in the middle of nowhere in New Jersey. It's 2 a.m. after a New York show.
Oh, I know the feeling, man. Where'd you play in New York? What venue? Studio at Webster. Did you go Mercury Lounge?
I've played there. We played at Mercury Lounge, yes.
It's a good venue.
Yeah, I love that place. It's a good venue. So we pull up. I get out of the van. I go to check in. We're all, like, so tired, obviously. It's 2 a.m.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. It's like a shitty like motel because it's like, oh, we're going to be here for 4 hours.
Dude, when it's like that, who it's cares? Like, we don't care.
No, just get in a room.
Maybe not brush your teeth.
Be vertical or be horizontal for 4 hours and then leave immediately.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to check in. I go to the desk. There's a guy. I go to the desk. A guy named Doug is working. I got to know him very well. Older guy, probably 60 years old. No, question. Don't give me that face.
Is he animated? And does he have a Nickelodeon show?
No, he didn't give a fuck about anything. He was great. He was honestly the man. So he had a mustache, 60-year-old guy, whatever.
Sorry.
And
Doug, I saw Doug murdered 9 people. It was crazy.
So I book on hotels.com. I go to check in.
Yeah.
I'm like, here's my shit, blah, blah, blah. Give me the key. Regular shit. He's like, our computers are down. Give me a second. I got to try to do it manually. I'm like, sure. I'm waiting for 10 minutes. Manually. Takes forever.
What does manually mean?
He's like,
mean?
I can't get it to register. I can't see that you booked because it was on hotels.com. I have to do that. I'm like, okay, so I'm just waiting. Now, new person enters, and he's not on tour, okay? He's just in this place of the world at this time. Tour. And he's probably 50 glasses, hunchback, bald head.
God.
Got shit all over his shirt. Like, he's just like, he just looks fucking insane.
You're like, oh,
so I'm like, now I gotta sit in the lobby with this dude, right? So he goes up to the counter, tries to check into his room. Doug's telling him the same thing that he's telling me. So he looks over at me. He's like, can you believe this? I'm like, sure. Now I'm in this conversation, right?
Like, the hunchback.
I'm like, yeah, I can't believe it, dude. And then he's like, so what are you doing here? And I'm like, here we fucking go. I'm like, oh, I'm just on tour. I should have just fucking lied.
That's your biggest mistake.
I know.
And I'm sure now you know when you're in Ubers, what do you do?
Oh yeah, never.
I am a banker.
Yeah, I'm a construction worker.
Anything to shut it up.
Yeah,
because you know.
So yeah, I go. I'm on tour. We're just passing along, whatever. He's like, oh really? I like music. I'm like, cool man. He's like, where's your show? I told him the city that it's in, wherever it was. And he's like, can I come? I was like, I mean, if you buy a ticket, anyone could go, dude. I can't tell you not to go. And at this point, I'm just overtired and like just entertaining the conversation. You know what I mean? And he's just like, can I like go with you guys?
What's on his schedule? Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Roll with you.
Mm. Yeah. He's like, yeah, can I like come with you guys? And I'm like, no, dude, I don't know you.
Absolutely not.
He's like, I don't know you. And he's like, oh, all right. And I was like, okay. So Doug's coming back, right? He's about to check me in. Still doesn't fucking work. I'm in the lobby for 35 minutes. My tour manager's in the van. He's like, yo, what the hell are you doing? Because it's I can't see. It's all blacked out. So I'm like, dude, it's taking forever. I don't know. Whatever. Dude comes out, comes back out, trying to help this guy. He's like, he asked me, he's like, you know of any 24-hour Dunkin' Donuts around here? I'm like, nah, dude, I'm not from here. He goes, oh, okay. And then he asked Doug while he's like panicking, like calling support, trying to help us. Because Doug's just trying to do his job. There's something wrong internally. And he's like, hey, you don't need 24-hour Dunkin' Donuts? He's like, can you just give me a second, dude? I'm trying to like check you guys in. And he's like, geez, I was just asking. Like, so I'm like just laughing at this dude. And then whatever. We get checked in. We go to sleep. We're all fucking pissed off. We're so tired. Okay, actually, right before we leave, he...
In the morning.
No. I missed the part. Right before I leave the lobby. Sorry, this is way too long. Leave the lobby, he's he got into his room, so I'm still waiting for mine, and he's about to pay for his. His car gets declined. And I'm like,
of course.
And he goes, hold on, I got to move some funds around. That's what he says to Doug. I'm like, bro, this room is $60.
If you got to move funds around,
he looks at me. He goes, my wife been married to her 27 years. She wants a divorce. Stole all my money. Can you believe that? Oh, I said, bro, I don't fucking know you.
Right? Like, what
I can believe anything. You're a nutcase. For everything I know, I would have divorced the shit out of you a long time ago, bro.
From everything I experienced in the last 35 minutes.
You're horrible. You're one of my least favorite people.
No wonder.
So I got to move some funds around. So I'm fucking dying, right? So then we leave. We go to our room. We're sleeping. It's fucking 4 a.m. The phone rings. The hotel phone rings.
No way.
Okay? We all ignore it.
Which is horrifyingly scary.
I think I'm dreaming.
Yeah.
It also sucks so bad. You've been asleep for like an hour.
Yeah, like we're leaving at 7 or something. Right. Like, I'm not picking this up. I don't care what they have to tell me. Like, whatever. Knock on the door. On our motel door, right? I fucking go to the like little peephole. I'm the only one that gets up. Everyone is passed out. I see Doug. And I see this fucking guy at my door. So I go, what could this possibly fucking be? So I open it. And I say, what the fuck is going on? I literally said, what the fuck is going on? Doug is looking at me like, I'm so sorry. Like, he's like, I don't want to be here. That's what his face said to me, right?
And the guy had a gun to his back?
No. Bro, I literally thought it was going to be something like that. And I still open the door for some reason. Dude... convince Doug. This is what he says to me. I open the door. Doug's looking at me. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Dude goes, yo, I got the wrong guys in my room. I said,
what?
What does that sentence mean to me? What do you mean you have the wrong? I said, what do you mean you have the wrong guys in your room? And he's like, well, I was traveling up with my brother because he was going to help me work tomorrow. And now I went to go get a soda. And now I came back and the wrong people are in my room. So I thought it was your friends.
What is going on?
Bro, your face right now is literally what my face was.
What is happening?
And I'm like, what do you mean, bro? And he's like, Doug goes, he thinks that your friends are in his room and his friends are in your room now.
What the?
And I'm like, why would that have happened?
Also, why, like, Doug should be like, dude, that's not what's happening.
Exactly.
But he probably just didn't know.
Yeah, he was like, okay, like,
that's just a fucking cartoon.
That dude is probably downstairs bothering Doug for an hour, telling, like, yeah, we got to go find that other dude that's here because we were probably the only two fucking people at this motel. Mind you, it's like a Monday night, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and everybody that's there has been asleep since 10 o'clock.
He said, I got the wrong guys in my room. So we're just like, I don't understand what the fuck that means. So, wake up, I go to the van. Doug is still working, right? I go back to sleep, I close the door. I said, fuck you guys. I tell everyone what happened, like, in my tour crew. They're fucking dying because I told them the whole story, like, of the guy. And they're like, what the hell is going on? They're like, I didn't know if that was real last night at the door. Like, I heard you talking to somebody, but I don't know what was going on, whatever. So I go to the lobby to, like, check out just because I saw Doug and I wanted to, like, go talk to him real quick. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? What was going on last night? Because, like, at this point, we had, like, a rapport where it was, like, he was having a rough night with his whole system being down. And then this psycho came in and, like, he was, like, looking at me like, yo, why are we dealing with this guy?
Just, you know, wearing human skin.
And he goes, so I found out what happened. And I go, okay, please tell me. He goes, he was like,
it's crazy.
He's like, he was with some interesting characters after he checked in. There's two middle-aged black guys. They looked like homeless. They were in his room with him. So I'm like, okay, that's an interesting situation. And he's like, he said they were, like, working for him. I guess he picks at, like, auctions or something. And I'm like, this guy is great. Like, I fucking love this guy now. So he's like, he had to go pick up his brother at the airport. So he left his key with these two people who he said he didn't really know. And I'm like, okay, still makes no sense, right? And then when he came back, those two guys sold the key to some dude and a prostitute that was outside. And that's who he saw when he came back and opened the door. It was just a random person and a prostitute. And to that, he goes,
just middle,
I got to go to Dylan's room because I think we swapped somehow.
Oh, Lord help that guy.
I don't even understand.
That's unbelievable.
I still don't understand it. And I don't even know if I'm explaining it in a way where you guys understand it.
Well,
to the degree that I do. Or don't.
I'm getting what you're saying. It's just like, yeah, it's like there's no really explaining that further. I get what you mean.
It's just an inside joke now where, like,
right,
I just say, yo, I got the wrong guys in my room. And, like, people just know, like, if out my tour crew, they're like, yo, that was fucking insane. I don't even know what happened.
I got the wrong guys in my room, dude. It's so good.
I'm like, what the fuck does that have to do with me?
It's also crazy because, you know, if you're checking into a hotel at 3 a.m.,
yeah, I got the wrong guys.
If you're not
what
on
a
tour,
thing to tell somebody, like, you okay, don't know.
I'm like, cool.
That's fucking strange.
Like, where are your guys? I don't know. What, I don't understand.
I'm gonna go to the show tonight. Just to go up to a stranger. I got the wrong guys in my room, man.
He's going to be like,
holy fuck.
Holy shit. What I was going to say is, if you're checking into a hotel at 3 a.m. and you're not on tour, shit's not okay.
You got some wires crossed.
Especially if it's not in, like, the major city of Chicago. Yeah,
exactly.
If you're in, like, East Harrisburg, Pennsylvania,
yeah,
and it's 3 a.m. and you're hanging out in the, it's not good.
No.
I've had a couple of those weird things. I usually just try to, like, go to bed really fast, but I had this one thing where, I had this one thing where we checked in and then I was walking to my room and this beautiful girl was sitting on the steps and, she, like, was just by herself and I, like, said, hi. And I, like, smiled at her and she said, she, like, smiled and, like, looked at me and, you know, just, like, very sweet way. And I was like, oh. And I was walking up and I went upstairs and I, like, turned and she was, like, looking at, like, staring at me. And I was like, oh, interesting. So I go inside my room, I close the door, turn on the TV, I'm like hanging out, and I'm like, it's like 2 a.m. And I open the window.
Oh, hell no.
And she's, it's not horribly scary, but she's on the second floor now, across the way, but she's like looking at me. So,
bruh.
I'm describing it, and it sounds about scary movies. But I was like, I called.
What do you mean that's not scary?
I called you. And then I Googled it, and apparently it was a prostitute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. I don't want like her to come to my.
Wait, how did you Google this?
Because,
you just Googled, who's the girl outside my window?
No, but like, who's that girl outside my window?
And they said, it's a prostitute, dude.
It was in Massachusetts, I think, too.
Let's go.
Let's go. We're crazy out here.
Shout Ned.
It's just like a scene, like when there's someone like in like a sparkly dress hanging out at a hotel, it's usually a sign for that. And then there's like you like yeah, look at sense. Them and like motion them from your room or something. It's very.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Like she probably
thought,
like,
she was, probably thought that you knew what was going on.
Right. And so, I had no idea.
And you were peeking. Yeah. So she was like, oh, he's trying to wait for his friends to go to bed before he and I bump our butts together.
Sure.
Yeah. And then I.
And then you did it.
I usually sleep with the door unlocked anyway at the motel.
God.
I'm kidding.
that's the craziest
thing. That's insane
ever.
Behavior. Yeah.
You know what's crazy is on the last couple of tours, I've had my own room and I don't love having my own room.
Really?
It's a little scary sometimes.
I've never done that. Mostly because I can't afford it.
Well, we.
But I don't think I would do that though.
It's not great.
I want to fucking hang, dude. That's part of it. That's like totally part of the, that's part of the tour.
One of our sponsors was Red Roof Inn, and it was fantastic. It was like the best we could ever ask for, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't love because you don't have. There's no king suite at a Red Roof Inn.
Yeah. It's just a regular room.
So you're just in a beds. Queen bed by yourself.
I don't even think there's a queen suite. I think it's just two doubles.
What I mean, like. Oh right.
Yeah. Dude. So I probably would like to have someone in there because I'm just like,
yeah, it's fun too. Like
it is very fun.
Well, everyone I tour with is like, those are like my close friends. So it's like,
dude, same here.
When we're all in a room or maybe even two rooms, depending, like we're just fucking bullshitting, like, you know, making each other laugh and shit, overtired, just.
Got the wrong guys in your room.
Got the wrong guys in my room sometimes.
But Sham, it goes crazy.
Sham, my keyboard player, like he snores so fucking bad. And like some nights it's super annoying and some nights it's just so funny that it's like worth it when it's bad. Because it's like,
yeah,
he'll fall asleep in 2 seconds and be snoring and like with a fucking fitted on and Jordan's on. So I'm just like, bro, how are you snoring?
Yeah, we have some characters in our group too.
It's great.
Mostly us. We do go crazy in the
we have so much fun.
Some crazy shit.
That's what it's all about though. That's like,
yeah.
That's like, I always think about shit like that because obviously, hopefully, I'm sure we both have aspirations to be much bigger artists and like
always.
That's in the cards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's gonna be parts of that isn't as fun as like when you're broke touring and like barely making it happen and like you're just hyped to like be on a show like somewhere that you've never been.
We were talking about that recently. Like our first tour went on, we opened for this duo who like we were opening for this group and then who was only pulling like 11 to 15 tickets per city.
Sure.
And we were opening for that. So
yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah. And it's like, you just do it. Like,
yeah.
And we fucking loved it.
It's so fun.
We loved it.
Yeah.
Like every single show, even like the little, and there are a couple that are rough for sure. Different reasons.
That's the grind though, dude. And that's like, there's just nothing,
but all of
literally nothing can replace that.
Yeah. There's nothing like it. Like,
I'm just saying like an experience standpoint too, like as artists or musicians or whatever, like literally doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing, actually nothing like doing the thing as far as getting better and having experience and stuff.
Yeah,
like
you can fuck up a lot in those days.
I mean, it's just the super classic, like you can be in your fucking basement practicing as much as you want, but that doesn't mean anything unless you're out there doing like actually.
Yeah, that's like when it becomes real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I remember if there was a show with like 26 people at it, we'd be like,
fucking nervous.
It's a real show, dude.
Yeah, it's getting crazy out there.
And that's fucking cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Like that's cool. I love that.
Hopefully we don't go back to that, but there is a lot of value in it. And I'm glad that I had to like go through that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because I don't know. I feel like that's what makes you really good on stage too.
Oh yeah, if you can play to a crowd of 12 people, you can play to a crowd.
It's so easy when there's 500 people there.
Yeah,
it's like this is a home run. Like this is a layup.
I almost prefer 500 over like 5,000. Yeah, be honest.
Dude, I'm all about like I love 90 this. People jammed.
Didn't
in
you do a Jonas like, Brothers show recently?
Yeah,
how many people were there?
So. There were 12,000 tickets sold.
Holy fuck, dude.
Which is crazy. When I went on, there was probably 4,000 people there.
That's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
And this show was fantastic because usually, like, and it was in this massive amphitheater. And at this time, there was, like, globs of people, right? So it was all seating room.
Yeah.
And those shows usually aren't, the crowd's just not great because it's,
yeah.
This crowd was so sick.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was a great crowd. And they were like really hype, and we had such a good time.
That's but dope.
If we would have went on like literally 30 minutes later, there would have been 8,000 people there.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, we went on, doors open, went on, but it's fine. Like,
yeah,
I was just,
it's what it is. Sometimes. Yeah.
It's still a shit ton of people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, spread out nonetheless.
It's true. Yeah. I am a fan of the, like I said, like 80 people crammed
dude, come
into it.
On.
There's those like,
I love that shit.
There's those Bruno Mars videos of him in like Paris.
Yeah,
and he's in like a little underground club.
He's in,
I mean,
150
probably
cap.
Like 200 people there.
Zanzibar.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
And it's just like,
dude, it's like a,
I mean,
jazz
they're putting
club.
On the full show. You know, obviously not the lights and the pyro and stuff, but they're like, I don't know. That would be so.
That was right before
fun.
The pyro too.
Really?
That was kind of, yeah. That was like right, just when Locked Out of Heaven came out. Mm.
I did a show in 2014 with Tory Lanez. And it was 200 people, and it was fucking insane,
dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, I remember we even played a show on my first headlining tour. We played a show in Seattle. It was sold out at.
Oh, I know where it is.
The Crocodile.
Crocodile. I played in the same
the
room.
Back bar.
Sold out. Yeah, it's not, like 90 people. Right?
It's 95 cap.
Yeah, we did the same shit.
And one of my favorite shows in the tour.
100%.
Like,
we had a great
hell?
Time at that show.
Yeah, it's
and
great
because it was like that was I did a. Co-headlining tour with two of my friends when we had no business doing that and like still don't but I just booked it on my laptop by myself because I was like we have to just fucking just do it.
There's a lot of value in that though.
I learned so much, but that was one of the ones where I was like damn, there's only 90 tickets, which is like okay, that's good, it's better than some of the other shows, but there was other ones where there was like 200 or whatever, like depending. And then I found out the cap was only 95. And I'm like, oh, this is like going to be sold out. And I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
How the fuck is it 95 people? Like, were we playing in a closet? And then when we got there, it was like the dopest place. Like,
I love that place.
It's just like everyone's just standing like on your, like on the stage, basically.
I know.
It's so fun. We had a great time.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
The little shows are good.
Yeah.
Those little shows are so fun, man.
Yeah. I'm excited to get back out and do more shows. Fucking so ready.
Hell yeah.
Oh, if you're listening to this. I've announced this before.
It's true.
We haven't even had an episode, but get your tickets to the What a Shame tour. I would get tickets to Chicago and Cincinnati because they're going fast. But everything's on sale. We're going to Dallas, Atlanta, Nashville, Durham, Boston, New York, DC, Cincinnati, Chicago, Minneapolis, Denver, and it's going to be a blast. And we're going to do some live wins lunches on the road.
We're going to do road wins lunches.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's going to be sick.
That'll be dope.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to play.
Yeah. Very excited. We're going to, yeah. And that starts November 9th. So get your damn tickets.
If anyone wants to bring me Chipotle, I would accept it.
Yeah. And if you want to bring me Starbucks gift cards, I won't ask you to.
Yeah, I would.
And
would
I'm
never,
not here to be that type of person.
No, neither of us are the kind of people that would say, we would really like some free gifts. We would never say that.
I'm really down bad. I need Starbucks. Should we wrap this bad
yeah,
boy
up? We got to get to a show, brothers.
To a concert.
What time is it?
It's 11:30.
No, it's not.
8:45. Actually, good timing.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect.
Cool.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Dude,
this was fun.
Yeah, thanks
like
for coming.
To, well, you should first of all shout out. Where are you on the old interwebs?
Yeah, most of my stuff's on MySpace, AIM.
That's it. No, that's it.
Stitcher.
Yeah. Like, goddamn, dude, he's exclusive.
Do you have Friendster?
MySpace and music on AIM.
That's it. Yeah, it's just like the little going away message. Just like
do you have a Zune?
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
No, just anywhere Dylan Reese music, pretty easy to find. My name's easy. I'm easy to find.
Some good shit. Some really good shit. Some really creative shit too.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm hyped. I've been locked in on this new album and I feel great about what I have so far. So,
and I know it's like when you're like, yeah, I'm just trying to like figure out like the new Dylan, the new Spencer. Like, that's a great place to be.
It's so fun.
Dude, it's like, exciting. It's a really exciting place. And sometimes I think people take it the wrong way. Like, oh, he doesn't like know what he's going to.
Once you know, it's fucking over.
It's just so exciting.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's so cool. I think even like I told you off air, when I listened to that episode that you did with Eric Griffin.
Shout out Eric Griffin. He's an up and coming comedian.
There was some things that you said on there right after I started having these like thoughts turning in my head, and there was a lot of what you said that like resonated with me like right away. So yeah, it was like comforting because you were either like, we're going through that, or like we're spoke about the time that you did.
Oh, dude.
And just like being on the other side of it where it's like you were thinking about like, you know, I'm going to wear this shirt a certain way, or like my haircut is going to be very intentional. Just like little things that like maybe doesn't really fucking matter, but also like does at the same time.
Sure.
And just finding out what version of that is like really fun to do.
Dude, it's so fun. And
but it's hard too. It's challenging.
It's hard and challenging. And the number one thing, if I'm not a person to give advice, but if I'm going to give any advice, there's no fucking rush. There's no rules. Sure. There's no anything. And I'm preaching that to myself as I say that right now.
Yeah.
Just do what feels good when it feels good and how you want.
Exactly. And that's,
I do think a lot of people, like, it's what you were saying earlier. Like, you just had to book a tour on your laptop because you just have to do it. Like, yeah. People just don't do it.
That's why you live in Los Angeles, and that's why you've been able to have, you literally make a living off of music, and you're able to live in the most expensive city in America and live, you know, your dream. Like you said, we want to be bigger, but like,
absolutely, yeah.
You are living your dream because you're the person where there's 500-600 other Dylans in Boston that didn't, were too discouraged to book a tour because they want to play a tour, they want to play a show for 10 people because they thought it would look bad.
Yeah,
fuck it all. Look at it. See me at the top.
Well, I think a lot of people also like, I mean, that Music Soul Child thing. First of all, a lot of people don't even think to ask, which I,
yeah.
What is wrong with you? But a lot of people, that's honestly one of the things that I like.
Look, send the DM. Send the DM. I'm making sure.
That's what I'm. See, karma.
I'm making shirts in my show that say send the DM because it's so.
Is that real? Is that real? Is that a real shirt?
It's not.
It should be.
It might be. No.
That shit's tight. It's true, though.
No, but that's like really how I feel. Like, there's so many people that just don't ever, they're just scared to ask. They're scared of reject, which I get. Like, it is scary, but that's,
yeah.
There's no judgment on the other side.
I think once you do it enough and you've heard enough no's, it doesn't even fucking matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter at all.
No, it doesn't matter literally whatsoever.
It's like, oh, you don't like that song. You're probably wrong, man.
Or you're right and I suck still. And I'll
take you to a greenhouse and I burn it down.
Like, who cares? Like,
yeah.
You just got to try shit. So
let's burn greenhouses.
Yeah. Man. I'm a felon.
I am a wanted arsonist.
A new rat career. I'm a felon.
I am a wanted arsonist.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
We like to end these bad boys by giving one word to describe our day today. If you have one, you can go. But if you want, Spencer, go.
I'll go first. Going through the day in my head right now.
Yeah, me too. Hold on.
slow. And I don't mean that in like it was a slow day necessarily. I was able to slow down and not. I've been like, my head's been in such like a rush the last like few weeks. And today I got work done and then I literally watched Netflix for an hour, like in the middle of the day.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yeah, it was just like fantastic. And I haven't done that in weeks.
That kind of stuff's important.
So much shit.
Yeah.
That's great.
yeah, it was fantastic. I feel so great right now because of it. And yeah, slow in a good way.
I'm gonna go with stressed.
Why?
You have a stressful day?
Yeah, because he was learning a new time signature for 9 hours.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I got a lot on my plate right now, which is good. Like I'm the kind of person infinitely would rather be busy.
But it's very good.
Yeah, but it is a lot to deal with right now. But see you in Istanbul.
I'm gonna keep the alliteration alive.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with sporadic.
Sexy. Oh.
Just because most days for me are that, mm-hmm. and today was no different because I'm doing a ton of shit at once. Like literally what you said, I like to stay busy and put my hands in as many things as I can do. Yeah, exactly. So
uncooked or cooked.
Uh huh. There was like a lot of parts now that I'm thinking about the day that
I hit you up at like 5 and we're like, hey, you want to come over?
And I'm fucking here. And I didn't
two
know
hours was, and you came over.
I didn't know that was gonna happen.
I love that. I love
and you know why, like in all reality, that I decided to just like say fuck it is because as you hit me back on Instagram, I saw that Ryan's show was tonight and I totally forgot and I was like, damn, I wanted to go to this. And then it gave me an excuse to leave the house earlier and then just kind of be on this part of town anyway, so it was like perfect that works out time wise. Yeah. And then I got here and you said you're going to it, so now it's even better.
That was crazy.
That was really weird.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's go to a show together, guys. We should go together.
Yeah,
it would be dumb not to share an Uber.
I mean, I'm going to Uber there anyway. So
yeah, we should all share an Uber. Lower the cost, lower the egos, lower the tech.
You know what I say?
What?
Lower the cost. The more milk in my jug.
You know what I say?
What do you say?
When the moon's a blood moon.
Yeah.
She comes a knocking.
One of my favorite sayings.
Dylan, you're just going to answer this question, gut reaction. Ready?
Yep.
This is the last thing you're going to say in this podcast, and then it's over. Mm-hmm. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
When's lunch?
Tell him.
Oh, I'm supposed to tell you when it is.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
When's lunch?
Whenever you're hungry.
Whenever you're hungry.
See, that's a good answer. A good, honest answer.
I didn't understand what was happening. When's lunch? When's lunch? When's lunch?